I thought the scariest part of The Shining was the font.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Steve, nice to meet you.
Good afternoon.
How you going?
I'm good.
I'm amazed we have not crossed paths before, seeing as I work out at a cinema, which is sounds like it's up your alley.
Definitely. I spend plenty of time at the Hollywood, Avondale, but I'd love to spend even more.
You can never have too much time out there.
It rules. But first thing I want to talk about today, I have to say I watched In My House, because it was on Netflix. It's still a movie, but it was a Netflix movie.
Movie adjacent.
Entitled Banger. It's the feature film directorial debut of Ed Banger Records art director Somi. And it's about an aging French DJ played by Vincent Cassel. And it's this kind of like gentle satire. Like it's... I went into this thinking it might be sort of full silly spoof. There's an overarching narrative around, and I sort of sigh even saying this, but around Vincent Cassel's DJ getting involved in an undercover police operation. Like, it doesn't need that subplot, let's face it. I would have been perfectly happy watching a film about some French DJs. But he is forced to kind of collaborate with a young up-and-comer, so it sort of triggers all these fears of getting older and getting replaced and all these other things that I could never in a million years relate to.
I kind of see parallels to that with, I suppose, Daft Punk, and then there's Justice, who I kind of see as a very cheap knockoff of Daft Punk.
Justice cameo for a frame or two.
Oh, really?
Film.
Oh, no way.
They're pictured in a record store. There's also a joke about another DJ is getting fitted in like a traditional kind of NASA sort of style spacesuit. But it's saying how he can't really see anything, but that's cool because they'll just push play and he'll pretend to turn some knobs, which you could read as, you know, referring to other helmeted acts and their, you know, ability to do their jobs. Who can say? Gentle satire sort of pokes a bit of gentle fun at the DJ world, but it's mostly made with someone that's got an eye for quite a real setting, even if some of the storytelling gets a bit silly. Things like just seeing what sort of strata these guys live on is interesting. What's your apartment like, mate? How's your record collection? All that sort of business. So that's Banger. That's on Netflix now. And the other watch at home piece of content for today, because a new season of the show is arriving on April 21st, is Nathan Fielder's show, The Rehearsal.
Oh my God!
Did you do the rehearsal?
I love the rehearsal. Nathan Fielder, anything that man touches is gold.
Totally.
Nathan Fielder,
The Curse, like his exceptional run, and the kind of ideas just get better and better funded and bigger and bigger. So,
which is kind of, it feels like the sort of antithesis of what it should be like that type of, I suppose, humor and all that. It doesn't track in my head, like him getting this amount of funding.
No, I'm totally with you. It's a sort of like maybe not surprised to not see a second season of The Curse, right? Because that was probably a money pit for a network that just really wanted to work with Emma Stone. But The Rehearsal was another like big spender. So the premise of the show loosely is that he's pioneering a technique of like endless pre-rehearsal for life's big moments, which brings him into contact with lots of air quotes, real people, end air quotes.
Real in America.
And just with insane resources to deploy to facilitate this idea. And season one not only had some pretty brilliantly bizarre standalone episodes, but it has a kind of narrative arc at the end of the season that'll also leave you feeling profoundly uncomfortable, which is another part of Nathan Fielder's stock and trade as a comedian, really. Anyway, The Rehearsal, the show that's going to make you feel really uncomfortable, yet I'm nevertheless recommending. You can find that on Neon. And, season two kicks off real soon. So bring yourself up to speed. It's going to be a beauty.
Hoping for more ethical dilemmas in abundance,
I reckon. I reckon the first ethical dilemma probably arrives within the first 30 seconds at a guess.
Oh, no.
That's me.
That's all. You haven't. That's it.
That's me.
Wow. Haven't left the house.
Oh, actually, I've got one plug that I neglected to mention, and this is in honor of the great late Val Kilmer. Many Val Kilmer films to queue up and have a watch of, but I'm really stoked to see that out at Hollywood Avondale next Wednesday is Top Secret, the magnificent, insane laugh per minute spoof comedy.
Is that his debut?
Yeah, I think it is.
1984,
good lord. So that's next Wednesday. I'll remind you guys, but I think by the time you hear this next week, rushing to a movie might not be where you're headed. So advance notice. See you next week.
Sweet. Thanks, Steve.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.